Are we missing? Is Janet on the phone?
Has joined the conference.
So do we have all board members on, Mark?
I am waiting as the ladies.
Steve.
As the ladies
have joined the conference.
Steve, is that you?
You guys want to you want to do a roll call just to verify?
Sure. Jeff is obviously on. I think Phil Adams is on. Steve Hicks, are you on?
I'm on.
Lee, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Great. Good morning. We've
morning.
Heard Ray Nixon and Ray Rothrock. Janet is on. Rad is on. Kyle is on. So I believe we have everybody.
Excellent. Okay. Let's get started. I call to order the meeting of the UTEMCO Board of Directors. The date is July 25th, 2017. And the time is now 11:02. We have four action items to get through in the next half hour, so let's get going. And I do, it may not take the full half hour. These should be relatively quick. The first action item is approval of the minutes of the April 20th and June 16th, 2017 meetings. Are there any comments or changes to the minutes?
Yeah, my name is misspelled. Other than that, I think they're great.
Okay, duly noted. Any other changes?
Steve, where did
Tom
that happen?
Tom, may I have a motion to approve the minutes?
No move.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Rothrock, second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The minutes are approved. Thank you very much. Tab 2, the next item relates to the assignments for the Audit and Ethics Committee. This action item will need further approval from the UT Board of Regents. Subject to approval by the Board of Regents of the University of Texas System, I nominate the following individuals to the Audit and Ethics Committee: Janet Hanley, Phil Adams, and Rad Weaver, and designate Janet Hanley to serve as chairman of the committee. May I have a motion for this, please?
So moved, Rothrock.
Okay, is there a second?
Second, Adams.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The resolution is approved. Thank you very much, Janet, Phil, and Rad. I guess, Janet, he is the successor to who, Mark? Who was running audit? Was it David Beck?
David Beck, yeah. Regent Beck was the previous audit chair. And certainly the team and particularly Joan will work with Janet to get her up to speed on her duties. You know, the particular reason, just for context for everybody, why we needed to constitute the committee today was simply because we have to also engage the auditors for the UTEMCO corporate audit this fall. They're actually already here, and they have to have a audit and ethics committee to report up to, including a chairman. And so there was a timing aspect of why we needed to do that today. So when we go to this next agenda item relative to Deloitte, that is what that's about. And so, again, Joan and folks will be in touch with Janet as chair to make sure she's up to speed on what's going on.
Okay, great. Well, look, thank you all very much for your service. Appreciate it very much. Tab 3 next is the action item related to the auditor for the corporation of fiscal year 17. Joan, if we need to have a discussion about the appointment of the corporate auditor, please proceed.
This is our 11th year that we're going to hire Deloitte & Touche, and this is for the corporate side. As Mark mentioned, they're already here doing work on the fund side, so I think everything is going fine, and Deloitte has really been a really good auditor for us, so I don't really think I have anything further.
Lee Hobson.
Unless you have any questions.
It's Rothrock. I have a question. How often does the lead partner on our account change?
It's 7 years is when the last time they've changed. So this is our second partner on the job. I think now for public, I think they said it's 10 years, but right now it's 7 for us.
I think in large public companies, at least the ones I've been involved in, we swap it out about every 5. Just a point of Same firm, just different partners.
Yeah, and I know that's true, but I was thinking they were telling me they were getting ready to switch to 10. But our audit and ethics, I think it says 7, but at any point,
yeah,
if we want to change, we can talk about that as well.
I'm not recommending a change.
Kyle Bass.
But our standard
has left the conference.
Okay. Any other questions of Joan? All right. If not, I will proceed to tab 4. We've got one action item in this section. Tab 4 relates to the UTEMCO 2017-2018 capital budget. Mark, if you would...
Jeff, I hate to interrupt. Don't we have hit number 3 in action item for the auditor?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Steve. Yeah, we do need to take action on that. I have a motion to appoint Deloitte as the
corporate
auditor.
Joined the conference.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? The resolution is approved. Thanks, Steve, for that catch. And then finally, tab 4, this relates to the 2017-2018 capital budget. Mark, would you walk us through the capital budget?
You bet. So, look, every year we have a capital budget. And the reason why we're having to do this approval now is because of the lead time associated with some of the capital items on our space in the new building. As you know, we deferred most of what would normally be our agenda for a July board meeting to a September board meeting to allow Britt to get on board and get up to speed. This was just one item that couldn't be deferred from a timing standpoint. So that's why we're doing a separate approval for a capital budget this year. This capital budget is largely related to our new space, but not solely. We've deferred a number of technology and IT related items because we knew we were going to move, but they were things that even if we weren't going to move, we would probably have to procure this year because a lot of our infrastructure has been out of date. So what I would tell you is, you know, the first couple pages is just background. I commend it to the board's reading. I won't go through every point, but basically, because most of the furniture in the current space was custom made for the uniqueness of this space, it's not the furniture just can't be used in the new building and the new footprint. So we're having to procure new furniture and new fixtures for the new building. In addition to the fact that the new building is not quite, you know, is nearly twice as big in terms of a footprint, and you can see on page 4 kind of the comparison to the square footage, the number of offices, etc. So all of those things sort of conspire to the budget that you see on the bottom of the page. We've given it by high-level category. There's a tremendous amount of detail buildup behind each one of those line items, but we sort of summarized it for you. And so I would say, you know, roughly $4 million of the $5 million is related to new space.
Okay. Any questions, comments related to the budget?
No.
Okay. Mark, and I mean, you think that you can get it done for less than that number? I mean, that would be the hope, certainly.
Well, what I would tell you is this is sort of based on preliminary bids. You know, so the architects have gone out and solicited bids for each one of these categories. We retained Page, the same architect that did the whole building, as our interior build-out architect, basically. And this is based on bids. So I would say it's a relatively accurate number. Obviously, anywhere we can value engineer, we will. And, you know, get benefits of volume purchasing and things like that. So I would say that's sort of the next phase. But we certainly don't think it'll go over this number.
Okay. And, you know, Mark, I mean, from my perspective, the other regents and whomever can jump in, but given the new austerity program at the University of Texas system and our focus on cost, I would challenge you to really drive down the cost. If you can, don't spend the full budget. I mean, it's the same thing I'm telling the ULANCO people. They asked for an increased budget, and I said, no, we're keeping a flat budget for the year, and you just have to figure out how to do that. And so you need to be north-winded that this is going to be a mantra that you hear a lot about, is all about cost containment and being an efficient and effective steward of the resources for the state of Texas. So please do so. I would appreciate it. Any comments?
I think that's right. I do think the attachment with the allocation schedule among the funds looks very straightforward and very fair to me. So I would support this capital expenditure.
Okay. Any other comments, questions about the capital budget? All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, this is Phil Adams. I just wanted to ask Mark on the existing space, who would be in charge? I mean, I can't remember. Is our lease up, or will we sublease to somebody?
No, our lease is up. When is it up, Melinda? The end of February of 18. So we kind of scheduled that. We signed a new kind of a bridging lease about a year ago, Phil, to try to get us through the construction phase. And so we're trying to time.
I remember now you saying that. Well, can we pick up anything with the existing furnishings that are going to have to be left?
So,
is there any money that we could pick up there?
Well, so it's going to be totally contingent on what somebody that wants to lease this space wants to do. And so we're obviously working with the landlord, and we have people in here every week looking at the space. And so if somebody wants to take advantage of the furniture, that could be part of the deal. If not, we're going to have to dispose of it. And that's
Okay. I don't want to belabor that. I just thought maybe there's an opportunity to pick up some money there. Okay. Thank you.
And, you know, one last thing, somewhat related to capital budget, but I'm sure probably everyone remembers, but the one positive aspect I think about, I mean, I think there's several positive aspects about moving into the UT system building, just the contiguous nature with the UT system folks, et cetera. But importantly, UTEMCO will not have to pay the implied value of the property tax because of the UT system status. So hopefully over time that will manifest itself in some real savings. Mark, what do you think that number is right now?
You know, we've looked into that, Jeff. How much do you think? It's about? Yeah, we've looked at it. It's meaningful, Jeff. I want to say it's like $10.
It's a big number, yeah.
Yeah, I want to say it's about $10 a foot, something like that.
Yeah. So, anyway, once again, I mean, just, you know, one more reason why. Hopefully this will be a great move. So I think with that concludes our business. The last thing I'd like to say, just there's no resolution here. This is just an informal comment, and to be followed at the next board meeting when Mark finishes his full term is the interim CIO/CEO, but I just want to publicly say, Mark, thank you for all that you've done for UTEMCO in this interim period. You conducted yourself as a true pro with real expertise and continued to make UTEMCO better than when you started as interim CIO. So that's a real mark that I view as, you know, as being job well done. So I just wanted to tell you that. This will follow with a formal resolution at our next board meeting. So thank you very much.
Amen.
Thank you, Mark.
Yep.
Thank you.
Jeff, thank you
okay.
for those words.
Okay, unless there is any further business to be discussed, meeting.
We didn't formally approve the budget resolution. We didn't take the vote.
Once again, sorry.
That's okay. Those pesky resolutions.
Today. Sorry.
So moved.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, the resolution is approved. Thank you.
Thank you all for joining us today.
Okay. Meeting's adjourned. The time is now 11:15. You guys have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.